Success Insight shares the stories of the people with passion and drive who make things happen in the world. Here's your host, Howard Fox.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Success Insight podcast. This episode is another addition to our outdoor adventure series. Now, we're very happy to partner with the great folks from Luno, the first ever brand dedicated to creating a better car camping experience. Luno is creating a movement through their belief in spontaneous getaways, dirt road discoveries, and any outdoor pursuit in between. And it's a pleasure to have as our guest today on the Outdoor Adventure Series, Walter Till. Walt, welcome to the Success Insight podcast and the Outdoor Adventure Series.
Hello, Howard. Nice to join you this evening. Thank you.
Fantastic. Now, I know you've just came back from a huge Western state adventure, but before we get into that, just want to create a little context. I mean, we've invited you via our great friends at Luno to kind of join us on today's podcast. We were very interested in, you know, how folks were using, you know, the mattress, and especially in outdoor adventures. And so I'm really excited to have you on just to kind of talk about some of your adventures. Had you always been the adventuring sort, or is this post-retirement? Where did you kind of get this bug?
Great question. Absolutely. I've kind of always been the adventuresome type. Fortunately, I'd kind of grown up in the old traditional scouting programs. Always had enjoyed the Western United States and discovering and traveling. And, you know, I think like many people, always had the 1 week vacation or the 10 day vacation and flew in and did it as fast as you could and got back out. And I know when I retired, I wanted to slow down. And I had many places that I maybe had a day or two that I promised myself I would go back and visit. So always been an adventure, always been the camping and hiking and traveling, and really enjoying that in retirement now.
Fantastic. So when you were kind of getting started at that young age up until really, you know, through your working years, you've done everything from probably camping on the ground to pitching tents to RVs, campers, things like that?
Absolutely. Pretty much everything. Mostly backpacking and tent camping a lot. And that's one of the things, actually, when I decided to go on my big trip last summer, it was in response to COVID. I thought about extreme social distancing.
Right.
Isn't that a great idea?
Well, with your experience now of having, you know, all this camping and such, had you been able to kind of get out wherever you wanted to locally? Now, you're in Alabama, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So Fairly much so.
Do I say Roll Tide or War Eagle? What's more appropriate?
Roll Tide for sure.
Roll Tide for sure. Okay, I had to ask that. I lived in Alabama for a year, and that was the first question they asked me when I walked through the door. It wasn't welcome, Howard. It was, who's your allegiance to? Okay. And I said,
Still do it, Howard.
There you go. I said, whoever you want it to be. As you started to kind of explore, and your background, I know, was kind of in the healthcare related field. Tell me just a little bit about that.
Right. My whole career was in a medical sales career. The last 20 years were in imaging and the informatics for hospitals.
Okay.
So great career.
Yeah, definitely. And like careers like that, I mean, as you just alluded to, I mean, you get one, two, three, and if we're lucky, 4 weeks vacation a year.
Right.
And you probably use that up throughout the year, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And, you know, a couple more weeks if I could find it, you know.
Okay. And did you spend some time out for, you know, maybe a week at a time, couple days at a time with the family going around, you know, whether it was out west, the southeast?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much for about 40 years, I've always tried to have an annual Sierra trip. I really, really, really enjoy the Sierra and hiking there. And of course, obviously so much different than where I live. So I've always had, you know, that one primary trip, but it would be the classic, you know, two weekends in the week between. Now, we do a lot of camping and hiking and traveling here in the South with my family. And I've got three grown boys now that do it with me, too.
Oh, so they're probably still with you then. All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all out on their own. But yeah, we still do a lot together.
Fantastic. And How did you pick the Sierras as this focal point? Did you just read about it? Had you visited and said, you know, I got to keep coming back here?
I had a best friend at one of my early jobs in my career who had done some military training in the Sierra. And when we met, we both kind of discussed camping. And he said, let me take you and show you one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. And Howard, I was just the first trip. I was there. I've always been going back since then.
Okay. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot and you don't have to share it, but is this most beautiful place, is this somewhere that people like me would be able to find, or is it so hidden away, so special that it's going to be a well-kept secret?
And I'm talking about the special place. It's just really the entire Sierra. I think it's just so interesting. You know, the northern Sierra is different than the southern. You know, the altitudes are different. So many options to get in.
Okay. Now, as you were perhaps in the last couple of years getting ready for retirement, that, you know, the life after work, how did you begin to plan and introduce this idea of car camping into your adventures?
Well, I wanted to go on, you know, a big, you know, multi-month trip out west. And how can I do this? How can I carry all the gear that I need to carry? I'd always flown. In fact, I have only driven to the Sierra several times in 40 years. I've always flown. But started the idea of a longer trip where I could move around, have my gear with me, and from a budget standpoint, being able to afford a multi-month trip, utilizing campgrounds. And of course, a Subaru Outback with the Luno mattress has just, I looked for mattresses for about 3 months prior to my trip, but when I found the Luno, the sizing, the way it, the quality construction, it just fit the bill. Now, I've been a diehard tent camper for so long, but traveling around BLM areas, camping in the car just became something that I really wanted to do.
Fantastic. And as you began to prepare, you mentioned the Outback, and I have a Crosstrek. And for our listeners, if they haven't figured it out by now, I also have a Luno mattress for my Crosstrek. When you go out for these trips, now, are you driving there directly, or are you still flying and but actually, you know, sending out like the mattresses and some of the things that you need once you get out there?
So far, it's been driving out. Now, again, I've only been doing the car camping and this kind of, you know, BLM explorations really since last spring, you know, so about a year and a half now.
Okay. And for our listeners, BLM stands for Bureau of Land Management, and that's right. All the land around, you know, the state, the national parks, which are open for dispersed, I think I call it dispersed camping or overlanding. Okay. And when you began to drive out, like this last trip, you had a pretty spectacular excursion. Tell us a little bit about that. And let's weave back in how you accomplished all that. You were in Utah.
Yes. The Utah trip this year, we were there 3 weeks. Visited five national parks. I had never been down into the northern Arizona, Vermilion Cliffs, that area. So just a fantastic trip and great results.
Okay. And when you got there, did you drive out, you know, from Alabama, or did you actually fly and rent a car?
We flew and rent a car this time.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's 4 or 5 days driving, you know, to get out west. So we had to do this one within a 3 week period. So yes, we just flew out with our gear. We sent out sort of a, you know, a storage type box that you could buy at any box store.
Okay.
You know, and all of our, you know, like water filtration, you know, tents, mattresses, everything. And
it just worked.
We flew into Las Vegas and set everything up. We had a Jeep Grand Cherokee as our rental car. And just went all over the southern Utah and northern Arizona area. Fantastic trip.
That's fantastic. Now, when you get out there with you've got the mattress, and was this just you and your spouse, or
right?
Okay,
this was this was. My trip last year, the 60-day road trip, was myself. I would want to pause that. Being able to inflate the Luno mattress just to one side is a huge benefit.
Yes.
Creates a lot of options. You can get the gear in the car, you know, your cooling system. I just work out of the one box theory. You can get everything in the back of my Subaru, so I don't have to use a roof rack or whatever.
Okay. That's been the issue I've been trying to figure out how to solve, because like the Crosstrek is not the biggest, you know, SUV. And right. I always, you know, have the half of it up and then I've got the rest of my boxes on the other side, but it's still right. a little cramped space. And I finally bought a pop-up tent. It literally just pops up and mm-hmm. to store all my boxes so I could actually blow up the entire mattress. But I think, so you actually, so you had the mattress, you had, you know, the inflation, you had probably had the fans. What other equipment were you bringing along to get you through these couple of weeks?
You know, the window, the Luno window net cover, you know, there's two functions of those net window coverings. One is privacy. One is also bugs. You know, it was that transitional period, late April, May.
Right.
And, you know, you want the windows down for ventilation, but that really helped. The little rechargeable battery fan, you know, just seems to be fantastic.
That's great.
Those are the things I would definitely, you know, obviously a lightweight, collapsible camp chair, you know, things that make the comfort, you know, a little more comforting at the campsite. Also been using the mattress, Howard, I'll set my tent up right behind my Subaru. I don't have to move everything. And I'll just put the mattress from the car inside the tent.
That's a great idea.
The little rechargeable blow-up device has really been good there because you're not really tied to the car anymore.
Well, that's fantastic. And I think as I have friends that come out to visit, I would imagine they're going to sleep in the tent. But that's another great thing to have is, you know, be able to use that mattress in the tent as well. What was it like traveling either when you're with the Outback or like the Jeep, you know, mm-hmm. going into the BLM lands and figuring out which lands do I want to go into? And
oh man,
how distributed are you from the next person over?
Okay, good question. Yeah. You know, some places you have it all to yourself, Howard, really. You know, in the height of the summer, you know, late July, kind of in this period, and now you see more people. But that was some of I really had planned my car camping trip to take me to trailheads, and then I was going to use my backpack and hike in the backcountry. But what I actually found driving out, and, you know, I slowed down, you know, when I reached Colorado, obviously Utah, that it was so much fun car camping. I really didn't want to get my backpack on and, you know, I did some of that, but I actually loved going BLM, Bureau of Land Management area to others. And there are tools you can use. I used a tool called Campendium. It shows your location and it shows all the free camping and public land camping near you. Fantastic tool.
That's fantastic. You know, we'll put a link in our show notes to that app. So I appreciate you sharing that.
I was a neophyte when I did it. I, you know, I had the old school paper maps. I had my, you know, all that good stuff. But really the apps and the GPS tools we have now, you know, you can do really well.
You can do anything. And what I love about the car camping is, you know, when you get to the trailhead, you know, you can just kind of air down the tires a little bit, go a little bit farther.
Yes.
And, you know, you might be able to hike, you know, five miles, but with the car camping and airing down those tires, you can get a little farther in.
Oh, absolutely. Like in Southern Utah, Valley of the Gods, you can go 25 miles down, you know, a beautiful red dirt road. Nobody's back in the bag. Much like hiking, if you get 3 or 4 miles past the trailhead in that first lake, you know, it's just so much fewer people. So I do advise don't stop early, you know, kind of try to go to the back of the areas.
Okay. And how is the wife with this? I mean, how did she like this adventure with the car camping?
She loves it. She loves it. She's a hardcore backpacker as well. So it's been a lot of fun.
Okay. Tell us about some of the places now in this last trip. So you what national parks have you gone to?
We stayed in St. George our first night after we arrived from Las Vegas. We went to Zion first, hiked the Narrows and some just beautiful, beautiful hiking in Zion. And there's camping, you know, just inside the gate on both sides of Zion as Bureau of Land Management land, East Gate and West Gate. And there's good camping on both of those. From there, we went up to Bryce Canyon. Camp Pendium map identified Bureau of Land Management land north of town, and it was probably one of the most beautiful campsites I've ever had.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful, beautiful rocks, a flowing creek right by us. Of course, Bryce is a little bit cooler, so, you know, we were able to sleep in the car and with the windows up and everything. It was fine.
Oh, great.
3 days in Moab, and then we turned south and went to Arizona.
Fantastic. And, you know, I think that's just the beauty of this kind of camping is, you know, with the car, you can go pretty much anywhere. And as long as you're on some decent, you know, roads. And again, you
can go. The freedom.
Yeah.
And you might plan for a long day and see a great area and stop, or, you know, vice versa. Just the freedom and the flexibility and the options car camping offers you, because you can really, really explore. You know, you don't have to get to that next town and that motel reservation or whatever. So it's a very, very nice.
When you're doing the car camping, again, you've got your mattress, you've got your, window screens, you've got your fan. Any other insights that you have come across that, like, you know, I wish they would come up with a solution for this issue? Anything you've come up with?
There are a few things. Something I haven't had on any of my trips would be like a side awning, you know, off of the vehicle. I know there's manufacturers that sell them. You know, something I found, again, being from Alabama, I wasn't prepared for this, but the deserts, you know, are hot and the sun does pierce down very hard in the summer. So that would be something that would be nice. Some type of awning, some way to get out of the heat.
Now, I do have to share with you, I don't yet have a roof rack on my car. I've got my side rails, of course, but I definitely want the rack, but an awning is like on the top of my list. But
it's kind of interesting. I got a real nice roof rack and had it on my trip. I used it because I had it with both people traveling. You know, we do need the roof rack. When I'm going on the long multi-month things by myself, I'm really able to get everything inside the car.
Sure, sure.
So I had the roof rack, you know, didn't really use it as much as I thought I would. Firewood, water, you know. I found some beautiful places where I wanted to stay 3 or 4 days, and bringing stuff like that in, it was helpful.
Okay. Now, in your last adventure, did you have to hit the grocery store or the convenience store for, you know, fill up of, besides gas, you know, water, food, other supplies?
Sure. Sure we did. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know the folks, I was chatting with Allie Vaughn, director of product, last week. In fact, her episode, Knock on Wood, we'll publish that next week. And if everything goes well, we'll have your episode published at the end of next week, too. So good back-to-back episodes, Luno related. But I know they have pre-COVID had these gatherings and gotten people together. Is that something you would have on your list of things to do, or have you already done it?
That would be good. I was not aware of that. That would be good.
Okay. So I've just put Luno on the spot and you've just corroborated that. So thank you.
And we're going, both of us.
Excellent. That's what I told Al, I said, you plan it, I'm there. So
absolutely.
What's next with your car camping adventure? Where are you off to next?
I'm actually going out to the Sierras. I will not, unfortunately, have anything like that with me on this trip. I'm going for a month backpacking in the Sierras, July 28th.
Okay.
So we only have 1 day to acclimate from the airport, and then we're, you know, hiking for 3 weeks. So
that's
unfortunately, I wish I had everything with me. It's so much better.
Yeah.
And just making the reservations for this, you know, the hotels and exactly what time and what if we change our mind and come out, you know, exit a different portal or whatever. The car camping is surely the way to go. Oh, I just did not have the time for the, you know, from here, it's 3,200 miles. So a long way to go.
No doubt about that. And when you kind of look back in the adventures you've had, I mean, again, you've had the benefit of growing up around this kind of environment of the camping, the backpacking, et cetera, fishing, perhaps hunting, even that. Yeah. When you look back at, for example, like your coworkers, that and your peers back at the company you work for, and they look at, oh my God, you got to see where Walt went. I mean, are they kind of intrigued, or what do they say about your outdoor adventures?
There is some of them. There is a pretty good bit of that, Howard, actually. Several guys want to retire and join me. I'm pretty good on sending a lot of pictures out and stuff like that. So they are very intrigued about it. I see it as growing. I've, you know, I'm guiding two trips later this year, but I see even more people, you know, wanting to do it. They ask for pictures. How do you do it? You know, how do you find your way? How do you find these places? So it's been a lot of fun.
Wow. You know, perhaps there's some YouTube videos in your future. You can, you know, give your take on how to prepare for your outdoor adventures.
Sure. Simpler is better.
Yes, it is.
You know, so, it's almost like backpacking in your car. Keep it that simple. You don't need everything. And just really flows well.
Fantastic.
The feeling of exploration is probably, Howard, one of the biggest things. I've never had in my life a chance to pull up to a stop sign on US 395 in California and go south to Lone Pine or go, you know, north to Tuolumne Meadows in Yosemite. It's just fantastic having the car and everything with you. That's freeing.
Definitely that. I mean, that's what I love about just kind of being out here in Vegas. And by the way, next time you get to Vegas, you let me know. I'll even if I have to stop for a cup of coffee.
We will.
Love to meet you.
Promise.
And what are, you know, after the Sierras, what else is on the horizon for you and your wife and in the car and just this outdoor adventure lifestyle?
I haven't, Howard, done the Pacific Northwest like I would like to, you know, via car camping, spend the time, dig in deep. So starting to do some initial planning for Wyoming, Montana, you know, Wind River Range, something like that. So I'll keep you guys posted, and that would be a car camping adventure. That's the way we want to do it.
Very good. Any other thoughts on, you know, the folks from Luno? How have they been to work with?
Oh, they've been fabulous. Fabulous. And just seeing how fast the company has grown, so much interest in the company and the products, the qualities there. My mattress after, gosh, 80, 90 nights on it is just as good as it was the first day.
See, now that's a testimony right there.
Oh, yeah. It's got one little stain on it. I promise I'm going to get that stain off. I finally got one of the mattress covers, but it's flawless. Well, and I'd gone through a series of kind of learning my way with, you know, different mattresses. They didn't fit. One quick thing I like about the Luno mattress too is that you can adjust the firmness. What I do with mine is I blow it all the way up and then just ease it down till it's real comfortable. And I was sleeping 30 to 45 minutes longer on my Luno in my car than I was at home.
Oh, that's not bad. So, I mean, how can you not like sleeping out, you know, outside with the windows open, fresh
that's
air?
It.
Oh, it's, I'm I like, remember, I haven't been out not in nearly enough since I've been out here out west for a year, but I am like, when I listen to you and some of the other folks I've interviewed, it's like, I have got to get out more.
Absolutely. And good people are out there. You know, that's one thing I found too. The people that are doing the car camping and everything, everyone helps each other, says hello, you know, it's just, it's really rewarding, very enjoyable.
Okay. So, well, if our listeners would like to learn more about you and your adventures, where's the best place that they can go to kind of learn more about this little bug you have of getting out west in the car?
Absolutely. Walt_Till_sports, Walt Till Sports on Instagram. DM me and I'll get right back to you.
Fantastic. Well, I do have one other request. I mean, I know there's some wonderful pictures out on your Instagram page. If you'd be willing just to, you know, share a couple of pictures of your adventures. And I love when folks listen to the podcast, they see the pictures and they start going, ooh and ah. And I think just some of the things you've seen and done out here, I think would go very well. So hopefully you're willing to share a couple of shots.
I will share those right away. Thank you. Fantastic. Yes, I will send those.
You know, one final question, and I usually ask this in some of our business-oriented podcasts, but I think it applies here as well, is, well, if you kind of look back and, you know, think about your trajectory and kind of getting introduced in the early days and the scouts and the camping, et cetera, and you kind of look back in your adventure, what would you share with folks about, you know, just do it? What would be your version of just do it?
Absolutely. You know, there seems to be a fear of preparation. Do I have every, just get out there, get out, you know, you can get the Luno mattress, a cooler, you know, a chair and start your adventure right there. I would just say, get out there and do it and don't worry about the details. You know, as I say, the trail provides, the trail teaches you the same thing pretty much in car camping. And it's a really exploding community right now.
Yes.
So it's a very exciting time to be in it. You know, to pull into an area and you see another Subaru or another Luno mattress. And I mean, it just feels like we're part of something that's happening, you know, in the outdoor arena. So. And to be quite honest, you know, retired mid-60s, the car camping allows me to be on the road and do things that I probably couldn't do for many years. I could see that I could do this the rest of my life. So that's why I'm kind of honing in on it and excited about the future.
Most definitely. And I love the fact that you've alluded to it before. You don't have to worry about planning the flights and the hotels and this and that. And it's
that's it.
And so I am... You know, I've been making some commitments this week. I got to get out and get a little more exercise. So I my coaching is a sedentary, you know, with right. Especially with COVID, sitting at a desk talking on the computer, and right. I have got to get out more. So you have been a definitely a welcome, you know, insight to that again, like another conversation I had today. So I want to thank you because now I'm going to say, I've got to get out more. I want to start to do that.
So. Get up there to the Great Basin and take your pictures.
No doubt. I have got to get to Great Basin. I mean, it's just so close. I've been, did you get to Capitol Reef?
I did.
That was beautiful, huh?
Oh, and that was a big surprise. Capitol Reef is amazing and huge.
Yes.
It's a huge park.
Yeah, I definitely have to go back there. I have friends I went to grad school with opened up a RV and camp park there. So I stayed there.
Oh, wow.
But going back, it's like, you know, I think I could actually do the car camping now.
And there are a lot of tons of places in that area, particularly.
Right. Oh, yes, definitely. Did you get to the little, what was it? It's a little valley where they had the fruit trees and the pie shop. Did you find
that? I did. Yeah, that's where the visitor center is.
Ah, yes.
They sell the jellies made from the fruit there. Petroglyphs are just right a mile down the road from that side. Amazing.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, Walt, I truly appreciate you coming on and sharing with our listeners about your adventure and especially about your experience with Luno and the team and the mattress and all the other great products they have. And so it's just been again, another great addition to our outdoor adventure series. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Howard. And thank you for the interest. And hopefully we can chat again next year and share some great stories of car camping.
I certainly hope so. So fantastic. All right, thank folks, you. We have just been chatting with Walt Till. He is, let's just say a huge outdoor adventure enthusiast. He's been sharing a little bit about his journey into the world of car camping, moving beyond airplanes, hotels, and the old ways of camping. I mean, really getting into this car camping, overlanding adventures. And do check out his Instagram page at walt_till_sports.com. And we'll provide the backlink to it. and also the backlinks to Luno, so you can check out their great products and you can learn more about them. I mean, again, they're the first ever brand dedicated to creating a better car camping experience, a wonderful and expanding product line. And we'll have a link to Luno below. We just go ahead and click on their logo and get out to their website. Folks, if you enjoyed this episode of Success Insight Podcast and the Outdoor Adventure Series, we certainly want to hear about that from you. You can visit us on our Success Insight Podcast page, as well as on LinkedIn and Facebook. We have our Success Insight Podcast pages, and we're on the major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and especially Spotify, where we have the Outdoor Adventure Series playlist. And that's where this episode is going to be located, and we'll provide the links back to it as well. Okay, folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, go out there, have a phenomenal day. Start planning your outdoor adventure and get into that car. Think about car camping and just, but above all, get out there and explore. Just do it. And as Walt said, you know, don't overplan it. You know, you need a mattress, a cooler, and, you know, perhaps for me, I got to have a cup of coffee in the morning and an adult beverage in the evening, but a nice chair, and you have wonderful opportunities awaiting you. Okay, folks, we'll see you in the next episode of the Success Insight Podcast. Take care now.
Success Insight is a production of Fox Coaching and First Story Strategies. Find us online, successinsightpodcast.com.